Remarks of the President, Muncie, Indiana, 9 October 1952.
I want to introduce to you next Mr. Earl Everett of Muncie, who is the 10th District Democrat Chairman, who will introduce the President.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much for this nice reception. I'm glad to be here. I guess there is no secret here today. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic victory in November. I hope you support the fine Democratic ticket here in Indiana. For Senator, Governor Schricker, who's made you a good governor. For Congress, Fred Culp, whom you just now met. And for Governor John A. Watkins, to whom you just gave a salute. I'm very proud of the national ticket. Adlai Stevenson for President and John Sparkman for Vice President. You know a lot about Governor Stevenson. He's your neighbor in Illinois, where he's done a good job. He's a very capable man and an honest one. He really understands the problems of the everyday man in the country. And he knows how to handle the job of running a civilian government. He'll make a great president. Adlai Stevenson is a good representative of the Democratic Party, and so is his running mate, John Sparkman. Both men have long and progressive records of service to the people. And service to the people, friendship for the little man, that's the main force and purpose behind the Democratic Party. Ours is the party of the people. We put the people first above all else. That's why so many people vote for us. The Republicans are entirely different from the Democrats. Republicans just can't be trusted to work for the plain, everyday people of the country. They have no heart. That's the big issue in this campaign. The Republicans have only the heart for the big banks and industries that foot their bills and tell them what to do. Those are the fellows the Republicans serve, not the people. They put property ahead of the people every time. If you want proof on that, just read their awful record in the Congress of the United States. The Republicans like to call themselves GOP. Now let me tell you what that really stands for. It stands for the General's Own Party. Now let me read you about the General. There's the General Motors, General Electric, General Mills, General Foods, and a lot of other generals who don't use this title. Maybe that's why most of the military generals turn Republican. Like General MacArthur and General Weidemeyer and General Martin and that other general who is the head of their ticket. At least he's supposed to be at the head of the Republican ticket, although you can't tell now who's running the Republican Party. Now, my friends, the way he has been acting has been a terrible disappointment to me. I once thought he might be a good president, but that was a mistake. In this campaign, he has betrayed almost everything I thought he stood for. Don't you make the same mistake, or you'll be stuck with it for 4 years. In the Democratic Party, we don't have so many generals. Ours is the party of the privates. I've always said I'm perfectly willing to let the Republican Party have all the generals, I'll take the corporals and the privates and win the election. We also have one general, and he is the one that the Republicans won't touch with a 10-foot pole, and that's the general welfare of all the people. Now, my friends, if all the privates will just go out and vote on election day, the country will be all right. Don't turn our country over to the generals of big industry or over to the military generals either. We don't want big business in government. We don't want a military government. We want a civilian government. That's the reason the Constitution of the United States made the President of the United States the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. And the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, the President of the United States, ought to be a civilian so he can tell the generals and the admirals to stand around. And I've done it. You'll get that same kind of a program if you put Adlai Stevenson in the White House, and I know that's what you're going to do on November the 4th. Thank you very much.